Yeah, because you don't do any work in school anyways.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't take online school. Because
then you have to be somewhat active about it. Otherwise, they're like, red alert, your child has not done any work for the past 2 months.
We contact you to tell you that your child is probably dead, and you just didn't notice because you're working. Didn't notice,
yeah. Let's see here. Project2.com/soap.
But I am... Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I have it pretty cozy at my current school. I don't do anything, I don't fail any classes. I don't go to class a lot, and still all good.
Yeah, if I didn't do videos, I'd probably just do normal school. Because you can get away with so much. It's kind of
annoying. Yeah.
And having the structure there makes it so that you don't actually have to worry about anything. Which eventually makes the kids incapable of doing anything, but if you're not retarded like that, then you'll turn out fine.
If you're not retarded like that, that's a hard condition too.
Yeah, like if I didn't do video stuff, then I wouldn't be so anxious about time, and then I'd be fine going to school. Because like the dread was like, oh shoot, like I'm waking up right now, and I'm about to go waste another 7 hours of my life today. And then feeling like dread about that the moment I wake up for about 5 minutes, and then getting out of bed.
I still feel like I'm wasting a lot of time, but like I'm at least watching Netflix shows, you know.
That isn't a waste of time because it's fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna start watching Naruto in class now.
Amazing. You really should. I'm really enjoying it. At every meal, I watch like an episode or two, and it's the best.
I'm gonna download them on my phone, and I'm gonna watch them in class.
Alright, guys, you already know what time it is. I'm feeling tired, so you already know what time it is. We're playing chess. And we're not doing D&D because Victor has a headache. And also, he just... Oh, are you back, Victor?
I'm here.
Okay. So you left the call for a bit. I guess I didn't notice you entering again.
He didn't leave.
I'm smoking.
I think you're tripping. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Ooh, we got 7 people here. Epic. Now, does anybody That's actually so know what net neutrality is? Because I was trying to figure it out earlier, because I was writing this video, and, it's a regulation on ISPs, but the weird thing is, that big corporations actually supported it, like Google. But those are the same corporations that are censoring people.
No, it's because, for example, the big corporations that support it are content providers. The corporations that like have to support the content that they are providing are the ones that are against it. So like Comcast and so on, because it's more expensive for
them. No, those are ISPs versus something like Google, yeah. Which is a search engine.
Yeah.
But they don't have to go through, people like Google don't have to go through ISPs, they're connected directly. So why would they be worried about it unless suspicious, whatever.
I think it's just because, like, the general public is worried about it, so they just affect them anyway.
I don't know.
It was something to do with not letting ISPs charge different amounts?
It's basically a regulation for the ISPs to not discriminate web traffic. The worry was that if they repealed that regulation, then they could discriminate web traffic, slow down certain sites, make you charge more to actually get access to certain sites. The fear was that they would be censoring people and making the costs exorbitant. But net neutrality got repealed in 2017, and none of that has happened. Also, another weird thing, it was created in 2015 by the Obama administration with a bunch of big corporations.
Would it be like if a site wanted to pay an ISP to make the connection to it quicker, make that sort of deal, it was not allowed? Is that the case, or is it just with customers?
Wait, repeat that?
It's about ISPs discriminating web traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Does it go like both ways in the sense that if I pay, is it customer based, or if I am the owner of a site, I can negotiate with an ISP to make the access to my website easier?
Hypothetically, it could be both because
yeah, okay.
One of the fears is like let's say Comcast makes a video streaming site of their own. They could slow down traffic to YouTube so that people would be more likely to go to their own site. So it could work in reverse in that, like, if YouTube pays them more money than, or Vimeo pays them more money than YouTube somehow, then like Vimeo would be having faster traffic and people would use it instead.
Yeah, which wouldn't make sense why those guys were opposed to it, because they, you know, a bidding war would start and they'd have to pay to operate. And YouTube, from what I know, YouTube is already losing a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really hard to make money on video streaming because it costs so much for all the data. And most of the data they're storing, they don't make any money on.
Yep.
Also, another thing is, like, the origins of the internet, which nobody's clear on. Nobody will tell you how it got started.
Scientists, right?
Yeah, science, it's like...
Yeah, I have a feeling that it wasn't woodworkers that came up with the internet.
Well, the thing is,
they wanted to have, like, a quick data transfer between different labs that were
It was
far
military
away.
Intelligence, and then
yeah.
It was...
Yeah, well, that's the purported story, is that for nuclear war, either for communication in the instance of nuclear war and rebuilding society after the bombs dropped,
Was that demotivation?
Yeah, maybe. But then other people will tell you, no, that actually isn't, like, other countries were working on it as well. But it's generally unclear. Like, they'll talk about ARPANET. But I don't know, gonna have to do some more research tomorrow.
Doesn't the World Wide Web as it is make it a lot easier to triangulate things and to, like, not only to disseminate information but to collect information than, you know?
Well, yeah, it has been used presumably by the federal intelligence agencies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So there's many possible motivations. What's up, Chris Boss? What's up,
I'm
Owen?
Die.
And Swam? You're gonna die? Don't do that.
I'm trying to figure out this battery thing, and I keep dropping it on the ground.
My mother
Does
has
it explode?
The magic power to every time I have a headache. She detects it and asks me 1,000 questions in succession.
Or maybe you only notice the questions when you have the headache.
I thought of that, but I don't really.
It's the same as when you hear a new word, you suddenly notice it everywhere.
Yeah, it's I thought of confirmation bias, but I don't really talk to my mom that much. But it seems to be that specifically when I have a headache and I tell her, she begins asking me a bunch of questions. Today she said I was being flippant because I came home and she asked me, why do you look like that? And I said, I have a headache. And she started asking me a bunch of questions, and I made my answers as simple as I could because I didn't want to talk because I had a headache. And then at the end of the questions, she asked me the same question she asked in the beginning again, if I had a headache. And I said, yeah, I have a headache. And she acted like I just yelled at her. And I have I couldn't have yelled at her. Sometimes I think I'm insane.
Mm-hmm.
That I speak louder than I hear, but I'm sure I was not being loud when I said that.
Well, there's also a certain feeling you get based on your volume.
Yeah.
Like, if you're screaming or yelling, it feels different than if you're mumbling and whispering. So, that's weird. It just seems like she's doing it on purpose, but there's no way she's doing it on purpose.
She's not doing it on purpose. I think she didn't think about it. Because if you, like, naturally, if you know someone has a headache, you don't start a conversation with them. Because people with headaches don't want to talk.
I tell her I have a headache, and she starts going like, did you sleep with a blanket or with on one? Did you go out? Did you eat ice cream? Ooh. And she just goes like that for like a bunch.
Is it the mom's unconscious process of trying to figure out why you have a headache or something? I don't get it.
I think so. And then she just goes, you were skating at night, like all night yesterday. That's why you have a headache. I'm like,
yeah, that's what I presume she's trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Pinpoint why, so that she can nag you.
But it's I presume that it's really easy to figure out that something you shouldn't do. It's kind of like starting a conversation with somebody that's about to go to sleep.
Or like starting a conversation.
It's not spoken. The person doesn't say, "Don't talk to me, I'm gonna sleep." But as soon as they say, "I'm gonna go to sleep," you don't begin a new conversation. Unless you're Faith, then you just start 1,000 conversations.
Stoffle Waffle, ain't this that YouTube meme kid? There's a lot of those. I'm the one that threatened Susan Wojcicki's life with a Luger.
That is a good bio. I think it's just a mother thing, though.
Alright, Christina. Get on chess.com right now.
I don't talk to my mom that much, so I notice when she's talking to me more than normal. She always talks to me more than normal when I have a headache. And I tell her.
I need batteries for my mouse. I'll be right back.
Initially, the questions they made sense. Like, is it just a headache, or do you have a sore throat or a fever? Because I did have a mild fever a couple days ago. That was reasonable, and I answered every question until she repeated the same question. Then it began to annoy me.
I am back. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. I am getting on chess.com right now to play against you.
Thanks, Swam. It's truly a good day.
I just noticed that, like, when I'm, that I'm starting to, like, assume, oh, intent, like, whenever my mother speaks to me, and I really should figure out a way to stop it. And she's either, like, telling me I did something that I shouldn't have done, and it's usually dumb, and, like, shouldn't even be mentioned, or she's asking me to do something. So that is the case so much that now when she calls me, I just go, "What?" And like today, she was asking me like if I needed anything from the supermarket, but she called my name, and I just went, "What?" Like, very meanly, and I should probably figure out a way to stop that.
Yeah, it's a reflexive wrath.
Yeah, like I hear her voice and just go, "What do you want?
What do you want, woman?
Leave me alone right now, man.
Man, leave me alone right now, man. Get out of my face, mom.
Leave me alone right now, man."
I have a lot of wrath. And it seems that it's very difficult for people to accept. Like, what do I... Okay, I have a lot of wrath, and it's... But I don't express it. So when I'm irritable and people interact with me in an irritating way, in a way that irritates me, I don't get mad. I just get quieter.
As a defense mechanism, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want to be wrathful, mm-hmm. or... But it seems that people pick up on it, and it's like they're prodding me. Like, I'm doing my best. Is this not good enough? I'm doing my best.
No, you have to not only not be wrathful, you gotta smile and be really nice to everybody.
I suppose
all the
that's like high level to be able to just be as talkative. Alright.
I'm not gonna take my wrath out on people, but I'm not gonna make myself be talkative, because that's only to my detriment.
I think that whenever I'm mad, I always feel better if I burp.
You're burping out the... The anger?
The anger. Yeah, I don't... It's just something I notice. Like, so whenever I get really mad, I go downstairs and I drink milk, because I always burp after drinking milk. And so I just drink milk and then I burp. And then I'm like, okay, I'm good now. And I go do something else. Very helpful.
Oh no, it's gonna do this forever. I'm not playing that game, I'm playing this game.
Is this the game that I can do things and they don't happen? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Are you following a schedule, Victor? Are you here, Victor?
I'm here. Hey, okay. What's going on?
Are you following a schedule?
Not a written one, but I do the basics always.
Mm.
What?
Just playing chess. Just got the chess giggles. Levitsky attack. It's advanced. That's high speed. Now...
I'm just like Levitsky. That's awesome.
Levitsky. I love Levitsky. He's my favorite chess man.
What?
Chess man. Yeah, okay. Chess. I don't want to play this game. I'm playing a different game right now.
Should I keep it orange or should I make... That is probably gonna be horrible. I'm sorry. I'm gonna make my move in a while on just figuring out what chess board looks nicer right now.
I'm pretty content with mine.
Yeah. How do you even change the color around it and stuff?
I don't know how that happened.
Oh, it just became ring like one.
I forget. I know when it happened. I forgot how I did it.
What?
Okay.
Changing the look of your chessboard and whatnot.
No, now I see actually. It's under settings. You got okay. You don't have a bunch of stuff. You just have like some space.
Space? You can have a space background?
Portal 2?
Yeah. Ooh, space. I love it. It's amazing.
I don't know if I should keep pushing you or if I should... I mean, it's gonna... I'm gonna develop either way.
Oh no, but now everything is spacey. When the green... No, I don't. Oh gosh. How are these people getting here right now?
Huh?
The chat.
I don't look at the chat. You know me.
Oh man. Okay. Purple. There you go. Orange is better, but okay. Let me see what did you just do? No, it makes space noises though whenever I move something.
Oh, gonna say that's. Let's see here. See, I'm not as stupid as I may look.
Has Christina won a game?
No.
At the beginning, yeah. When we started playing, yeah, but...
but it was due to time. So.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Why is purple the only acceptable board color?
What?
Everything else looks bad. Okay,
yeah, I'll just leave the situation as is. I have...
No, you should use my pawn! That would be epic!
Where do I... I suppose anything would do, really. No, wait, no, not anything would do. This, I guess. Save the white race, Soph! Ah, you already know I'm on it. Is this the real Soph? What do
no,
you think?
She's not wearing,
do you
she's
think
not
anybody
wearing
can replicate this face of mine? This beat up, messed up, genetically abominated. Yeah.
She's not wearing a golf shirt. It's not her
golf. Golf. Golf.
Yes. That's exactly what I just
So,
said.
Where's your burka? I don't think I have it anymore, to be honest. I lost it, because I was planning to use it for Halloween, but just, I couldn't find it.
Isn't it in Marines?
Let's see here.
That's Marine. Where you recorded the video. That's where you recorded that video.
Yeah. Let's see. Go back on Nick Fuentes' stream! I never was on Nick Fuentes' stream. Unless I was and I didn't know about it.
Yeah, that is exactly what I was about to ask. Like, when did that happen? Did I miss it?
Nick Fuentes was on my stream, okay? Let's get it straight here.
Yeah, it's a real big difference. It's not what I wanted to happen.
I think because of school, I was under the impression that I'm like a night owl, but I don't think that's the case.
I find myself more creatively active during the night. And not only creatively active at all, I want to skate like at 2 a.m. I want to play the guitar. I want to speak into microphone. I just feel like doing stuff at like 2 a.m. And I think it's really because I'm a night owl. Because when I flip schedules during the summer, that like I sleep, I go to bed very late and I wake up very late. I still feel like that, you know, I feel better than you. Yeah.
Boop. 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 This is ASMR.
Does your, like, you should, I don't know how you do that, but you should make your board make space sounds. It sounds very good. Yeah, you go to sound.
This is I'm sorry for interrupting you. I just had to laugh a little bit. But what were you saying? Space sounds? I should make my board do space sounds?
Yeah. Go under settings, sounds, space. I see how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably start paying more attention to your PC.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be probably a good idea, babe. Yeah. Okay.
Is he in my phone? Are those birds? Do you have birds?
Yeah, I live near a tree.
How long have you been playing the guitar, Christina?
Some years. I
didn't know you did that.
Yeah. I know how to play it pretty good, I guess. But I don't really use my pinky finger because it's not strong enough to hold the chords down. I haven't figured that one out yet. My pinky finger is very short and very weak.
I'm streaming, what's up?
I saw the painting.
Cool. Nice job. Epic! My mom sold a painting. I know Chris is into my mom's art, so... Yeah. Epic. Good job, Boomer.
I think... Let me see. Since I was... 13, I think, 13 or 12 or something like that.
So what is your ethnic makeup, if you don't mind?
100% Jewish.
You weren't supposed to tell him that. He thinks I'm an epic white queen. Look, guys. Okay, sometimes in life, sometimes you have to make compromises. There's a reason I'm so smart. It's because I'm Jewish. That's just the way it's gotta be.
Like, if you show that guy pictures of you in Jewish preschool with a yarmulke, he probably gonna say they're Photoshop.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but it happens.
I really don't like horses.
You're gonna have to start liking them. You're gonna have to start using them. Personally, yeah, I like them.
Like what?
I just always forget the how they move and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
How half... Sophia is half Finnish, half Jewish.
Half Mongolian, half Jewish, half Finnish.
150% Sophia.
Mm-hmm. Alright, let's see here. What kind of...
Just 1% Mongolian.
We've got all the bases covered. It's alright.
Percent Chernobyl waste.
A 100% radioactive genetic abomination. What if we made out on top of the Chernobyl building? Oh gosh, man.
You're dead to your mom. A few months before you were born.
A few months! I came out way early. I came out at like 3 months. Way, well, big preemie. But, you know, I'm alright. Kinda.
Yeah, you're not underweight or anything.
I was undercooked. I was a bit raw. Premature births are implicitly white, Soph. It's okay.
What?
Huh?
I tell you to not read that person's messages.
It's funny, though. Like, kind of... I'm just gonna stay here. I'm not gonna move.
Looks like
no,
a
you can't. Game. You can't play on the defensive... always. In fact, that's gonna make you lose 100% of your games.
Okay. No, I'm just referring to my bishop. Like...
Okay.
I'm not gonna run away from you because I can't.
Oh, that's right. You can.
But if you eat it, you die immediately. So...
I'm bouncing. I'm here to troll Ethots and stumbled on you. Love you, Soph. Do you make money doing that?
1,000 bucks.
1,000 bucks.
Per person.
Is it my turn? No, it's still your turn.
No. I'm thinking.
That'd probably be a good move. If you did that.
If you wish
or
I
that.
Did it.
That'd be nice.
If you wish I did it, it probably wouldn't be a very good move. Right? Because, like...
No, I'm finding good moves for you to do right now. If I were playing as you.
Oh, okay. I see.
See, can I move your pieces around to show these people? Yes, I can. Alright, if Christina moved here, or if she went here. And you're not allowed to check the stream, Christina, to see what I'm talking about.
I'm not. I think I figured out what I'm gonna do. Oh, wait. Which horse? Which
one? Yeah, this move. I don't know if I could do anything in one move to as a rebuttal. Let's see here. Ah, yeah, that's kind of the move I thought of, but with a different piece.
I guess I could have done it with my friend, but like I didn't wanna. She's doing good there. She's chilling.
I'm actually gonna. Or maybe... Let's see here, what would this... Opens up...
It's kind of amazing how people like these find you, even if you don't see stuff up.
Mm-hmm. this is kind of like a nice N-word thing. Oh, it's a real N-word thing. yeah, I'm at least getting two pieces out of this. I think. Yeah, you can't do anything except do something. Epic! Oh, okay. Oh, man. What are you up to, Victor?
Okay.
I suppose having a headache.
Looking at pictures of Jerry Lewis.
Who's Jerry Lewis?
Nutty Professor.
Ah, nice. Bruh.
Did I fall into your chat for something?
No. I just realized I'm retarded.
Oh, okay. That's always good.
Indeed. But what about this?
You're counting on me not being retarded?
I didn't realize that pawns were a thing for about, I don't know, the 20 seconds that I contemplated that move. It's not really any advantage of moving here, but it's not like you can do anything about it if I do. Except you can do a couple things, and I just have to retreat, so it's kind of stupid.
It's not like you can do anything about it, except you can do a couple of things.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That bishop is an N-word.
You can't say that about bishops, man.
I keep forgetting. The meaning of that term.
I keep looking at the chat and seeing the beautiful image I sent, and I'm glad I am alive.
Except it is, according to my retarded logic.
Jay, quick. The time is running out.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay, whatever. Redarted?
Did you change your noises?
No! I gotta stop being angry, just because I'm tired.
I kind of feel like doing that. I think that's kind of like nice.
You gonna about to do something that I'm not gonna like?
I know you don't like trading, but.
I'm fine with this trade entirely. but you are always sleepy. That's kind of true, yeah.
Kinda true.
And by that I mean 3 times 500% true.
Do you like that?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I was planning on it.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, looks about right. Nah, it's fine. Okay.
Should I do?
You yawn more often than any other streamer in the history of streaming. I suppose I don't notice it, but yeah, I'm yawning all the time. I yawn and burp more than I say stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's very good.
Sometimes I forget that, like, to trade, you gotta have something else to, like, feed the beast that eats you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think of, like, the dumbest moves. I just thought about moving the bishop to f5. I was like, wait.
Bishop to f5?
Yeah.
So you can lose it. Wait, you can't even move your bishop to f5. Oh, the other one.
Yeah. Just so dumb.
I think that's the thing. Yeah, because I want to stay.
Bless you.
Thank you.
And then I can get a battery.
Sophia, do your parents wear glasses?
My dad does.
Your mom does not?
Nope.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
I'm wondering if you're gonna need them.
I doubt that, because my eyesight is really quite good.
What do you base that on?
Eye tests done by my doctor.
Oh, cool. Your eye doctor?
My regular pediatrician. You know how they do the thing where they have the sheet at the end of the hole and ask you to cover
your eye? Yeah, they turn a laser on, put it on your eye to burn your retina.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can you see this bright red light we're pointing at your eye? Yes? No?
They ask you, is it better with the retina or without it? You say, with, you're like, too late, no. Sorry.
Do you see the red light? Yes? No? Put it on the other eye. Maybe I'll see you with that one.
You're a real N-word, you know that, right? Christina.
I didn't do, like, any genetic tests. so I'm not really that sure.
Yeah.
You weren't planning on that one? You thought I would do something different?
Yeah. You are a little old for a pediatrician, so if no, you need to have one until you're 18.
What? You stopped going to one, like, when you turned 14.
I don't go to a pediatrician. It's a physician, but they still call it a pediatrician until you're 18. It's like a private, what's it called, concierge thing.
He's, like, not a pediatrician, like, but the room where, like, he treats me, like, has, like, all this cute stuff, the animals on.
Yes.
But he's not a pediatrician.
I didn't say he was a pediatrician.
He's, like, just a normal physician, you know, they just call it a different thing.
Not in my day. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of modern updates to the medical system that are really good. They're awesome. They're so cool.
Will you eat me?
Why would I tell you that?
Oh, I just guess I gotta do it then. Gotta do it first, so you don't do it second. No, it's not what I meant to say. I think your mom is taking you to the wrong doctors.
Is there, like, reverse chess where the goal is to get to, is to checkmate yourself with your opponent's pieces against his will?
I was thinking about, chess where you can't move any of your pieces backwards. Once you move them forwards, you can't go back.
When you move them forwards?
Language gets better when you put an S at the end of things.
Yeah, I like it.
I've been saying Sophia's for a week now.
I don't think that's true.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yesterday you called her Sophia.
You're entitled to your opinion. That's all I'm gonna say. Unless you wanna take this to the debate room.
I wanna take this to the debate room.
I don't care.
With Nick Fuentes and Stephen Crowder. Did you like my move?
I already made it.
I am just asking if you liked the one I made.
It's creative.
It's what you say to, like, the retarded child. Just made a drawing.
You're very perceptive. That. Yeah, so basically all the pieces would be like pawns. You can't move them back. And I suppose that'd be the worst for bishops. That'd be the worst for all the pieces.
It would be worse for
maybe
everybody.
The king. You could take an advantage if you push the king into a corner or something. I don't know.
I do viewers for everybody, and that's why it's not a thing.
Well, the point is to create a bigger challenge.
It would at least, like, stop the king from, like, moving around a bunch.
By the way, you already had a knight protecting your bishop.
Yeah, but I planned on moving that, so.
I see.
That's why I made them needing the moving. I'm a bit better.
Yeah. Let's see here. Probably wanna.
I'm like taking 2 more seconds at every move. There's 12 people here right now. That's insane. I like most of the name.
That's easy. Uh, 19 moves. Nice. Yeah, I like that.
You just won? Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's insane. Can I get a rematch?
I assume Victor doesn't want to play, so.
I just had 2 blunders. 0 mistakes, 0 missed wins.
I had 4 mistakes and 1 blunder. I don't really understand the way that the computer analyzes the moves. But that's probably because I'm low IQ.
I think I played really good on this one. Like, I didn't do any stupid stuff, I think. People have really good names. Sock. Virgo Cross. I like those names. Lurks, Philandi, Hyperinflation. No, that one is kind of not that crazy, but it's kind of cool. I really like Windsock.
There we go. Yeah. The moment I got the rook and the queen battery, you should have moved your rook to defend.
The moment you did what? I'm sorry?
The moment I put together the rook and queen battery, you should have moved your rook instead of moving your knight to try to take my queen.
You could have.
Twice?
No, okay. One, I didn't understand. Second, you cut out.
When I made my rook and queen battery, instead of moving your knight to try to take my queen, you should have moved your rook to defend.
Okay, got it. I should have moved it right there.
Right next to your king, so that you could have taken my queen.
Yeah.
Because the position I put it in is that so no other piece could take it.
Wait, though. why would you, like, how would I do that though? Would I put it just on F1?
On F1, yeah, yeah. Because since the rook can only go, it can't go diagonally.
Oh, I get it. Then your queen would eat it, and then I could eat your queen with the tower, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Epic. You know, Christina, there are some finger exercises you can play on a guitar to improve your pinky finger. I didn't know that. I'm gonna search them up, and I'm gonna do them.
Sophia.
Have a really weak pinky.
What is it?
Have you tasted earwax?
Yes.
Of course you did.
She ate her boogers as well.
Everyone's done that, but especially me.
You complained that they were cold.
Yes.
And not steamy as you expected.
I like steamy boogers.
How does your wax taste? Is it salty?
Not good. It's bitter. It's not even salty.
Very bitter.
Boogers are nice and salty. Earwax sucks.
I never ate earwax. I don't produce a lot of it, actually. Didn't expect it to be bitter.
Which, I suppose you expected it to be salty. Nice salty.
Yeah.
Alright.
I actually expected it to be sweet like honey because it has the same color.
Mine does not.
What color is your wax? Green?
It's like, brown.
That's highly concentrated, that's... Oh, but, if you get, like, a bunch of honey together in one place, it kind of looks brownish. Yeah, no, my earwax is not brown at all. I have to, like, let it sit there, like, for a while for it to get brown.
I've never had brown earwax.
Like, it has to be, like, highly concentrated. Like, I have to not clean my ears for a while for it, like, to have some brown. But... Mine is mostly yellowish or orangish.
I've always been a very finicky, fidgety child. So I would chew my nails, I would pick my nose, and I would pick my ear. And I'm not gonna lie to any of you, I would eat my toenails.
What? Oh, that is horrible.
It's the kind of child that I was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Worse.
Have you ever eaten your own toenails, Sophia?
No. I had a nail-biting habit. Right now, I have a very bad finger-picking habit.
Only thing I still occasionally do is eat my own lips.
I'd also do that.
But I've stopped for the majority of it. I have... There's one finger of mine with a small bruise from eating it, but everything else is fine. I've managed to put an end to
Man,
all that.
Man, auto-cannibalism. That's what we're up to.
I eat my lips a lot, and I especially at school, I still pick my fingers. But at home, putty has helped a bunch. But at school, like, I still... Especially when people talk to me. That makes it very bad.
I eat the inside of my mouth and I eat my lips.
Yep.
That's so stupid. The computer tells me that I should have moved my queen to eat a pawn of yours so your other pawn could eat my pawn. So, my queen, I mean.
The computer's giving you tips? Oh, on the last game?
No, other game. Yeah.
Oh, queen sacrifice. Yeah, that's worth it if you get a positional... if you get a position where...
I'm not smart enough for that.
Okay.
I can't really pull that off. How would you even eat your toenails? Would you clip them off and then just put them in your mouth?
You bite them off?
You would actually...
Not my entire toenail, of course.
Oh, you
You nibble on them?
Yep.
I've sucked on my own toe before. So, I vividly remember sitting in my bedroom. And it's like 10 p.m. and I can't sleep. And I'm in like second grade. So I just pull my foot up and suck on my big toe.
The door opens, you are caught.
Just to see how it tastes. I gotta know, man.
You think I'm real dumb, don't you? I'm gonna eat horse pound, horse bone. I never put my feet to my mouth ever. I was really grossed out by it all the time. I actually, like, my mother had to wash my feet because I wouldn't touch it to wash it. Because I thought it was gross.
I don't like this at all.
Until I was like 5.
Why would you do that? I'm talking about chess right now.
You don't like it?
No, I don't.
It's awesome. What do you mean? It's like so good.
Not too much.
Certo.
Ok. Alô?
Muito boa noite.
Oh, I'm so anxious.
Why?
I'm going out next Saturday, I think.
To do what?
To a mall.
To a ball? Oh. No, they had a ball.
A mall.
I'm gonna go eat now.
Okay.
See you guys.
See ya. I'm gonna eat in 30 minutes. Again, what's with these retarded moves?
Why are they retarded?
Because you're losing your position to First of all, in the beginning of the game, you're moving the same piece multiple times, and you're about to lose your piece so that you only have one piece developed, while I'm gonna have, like, three.
I don't think he's that bad.
Well, the, messing up on, like, one or three moves reverberates on, like, the 15th one.
No! Okay. For a second, I thought I had, like, confirmed a move that I didn't want to make. This kind of sucks. That also kind of sucks. This all kind of sucks. They're just gonna push me back. Whew.
Christina, what is your favorite meal of the day?
My favorite meal of the day, breakfast.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now,
breakfast, second, I don't think milksies counts as a meal.
Milksies?
Yeah, it's just like the cups of milk I drink throughout the day.
Is that
like
what they're called? Milksies?
Yeah. Man. Like 3 cups or so.
That's disturbing. The day. Oh gosh. Makes me think of like the DDLG.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, like. Okay, you know what? I'm not gonna. What? I'm not. Okay.
D. Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna have my milksies today.
Oh, stop.
That's what it makes me think of.
Now it's bad. Now that you said that, it's bad.
It was already bad. You're like 16, and it's like, milksies. Way too old for that.
It's just let it go. It's not my fault.
Say milk. I just have my milk snack.
My milk snack. I drink like.
Bruh.
I drink a cup of milk in my bread, but like breakfast. I drink another cup of milk and another cup of milk. Yeah, I think I drink like either 3 or 4 cups of milk a day, depending on the day. Some days I drink like a whole liter. Not liter, what?
A whole liter of milkies. Milkies? Milksies? What'd you say? Yeah,
oh, milksies. This game is stupid. I'm not thinking right.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating when you feel brain dead.
Yeah.
See, that's a good move.
I'm afraid that Sister Nation is my favorite song. Just judging by how often it is in my head and how much I want to listen to it all the time, even though like I spend some months without listening to it, like a month or so.
So So no D&D today? Yeah, Victor had a headache, so it probably wasn't a good idea. Milksies! Oh, I love Milksies! Does it disturb you that much?
Yeah, now that you mentioned that thing.
Sammy, what? No, I can't finish that phrase.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You are gonna clip it. Can you stop knifing me?
Yeah, okay.
That was epic, right? Don't you think that was epic?
The move?
Yeah.
It was good.
I'm like a genius. I'm like so amazed.
Soph, did you buy the chess.com premium? Nah.
Junksend. I like your name.
Junksend.
Jenkum. Anything good for J? Jenkum. Okay, I see. But check this out. Have you seen that guy? He listens to like Chinese songs and then he goes, "That was really good, but check this out," and then like he sings an English lyric version of Chinese songs. And people in China like him a bunch because he's white and like pretty.
Cool. I think that I'm gonna do this, maybe? Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
today,
no need.
Today I made something not good.
And what's that? So, what is your goal in playing chess? Who are you trying to beat? I don't know. I played a random chess game with Christina in October and I really liked it. So now I'm still playing chess. Because I really like it. And I like to play it because it makes me feel like I'm smart.
I see. You're feeling protected, you're feeling good. You're feeling happy.
Is there like a... Who are you trying to beat makes me think of like an anime. Is there like a chess anime?
Probably.
I'm going to be the chess master.
Oh yeah, I listen to Death Grips. I think that, I don't know, I don't think I should be listening to music that has like swear words in them because that makes my life harder, but I also end up doing that a lot, so I don't know. Is it bad to listen to the song itself? Like, no, right?
What do you mean, exactly?
It's not bad to listen to songs.
It's not good to consume vulgar material.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're looking for
music that's not just instrumental, that actually has lyrics, you should probably listen to Gregorian chant.
Nah, but I really like the music, though, that I like, and I keep coming back to it.
I mean, just because really, you like it isn't a measure of how good it is.
It's not just, looking for music that isn't instrumental. It's that I actually like some of the music, and I keep coming back to it, you know? And I'm also not claiming that it's good or whatever. I'm just saying that I like it. And that I keep coming back to it. I don't know. Even if it is just swear words, is it still considered vulgar material?
Yeah, because swear words are vulgar.
Is it a sin?
I'm not sure exactly. It's certainly an imperfection.
I need to search carefully for this sin. I don't know if Sophia has heard about that, but I have.
So have you heard of the whole 440 hertz thing and how it lets you think in a more divine manner and more elevated thinking? I know about binaural beats.
That is. It's pretty much how you tune instruments. You can tune them to certain frequencies. And you should be classically tuned to one frequency, and then during Nazi Germany, they changed the frequency to which instruments were tuned to, and then that spread to the whole world. And now all instruments are tuned on one frequency, as to the new Nazi frequency, as opposed to the old one. And there's a bunch of theories that the old frequency is way better, and sound is in connection to the natural frequency of your body. So it feels better to listen to, and it helps certain processes in your body. And that's why it was the original frequency in the first place.
Yeah, curse words are immodest. It's verbal equivalent to, you know, the booty shorts.
I don't know. I have to search that stuff up. I hate this so much. I'm listening to my mother speaking baby talk to my dog right now. looks awesome. I love it so much.
St. John the Baptist hymn.
There is this band. Oh frick, I totally forgot the name of it. I really should find their name again, because I just, the whole frequency thing just reminded me of them and of how much I love their music. Oh man, I need to find their name again. It was something machine. It was this Bosnian girl. Oh man, I forget now. Wait, let me try to find your name again.
Alright, 15 more minutes and then I'm gonna go watch Naruto. You already know what it is.
On the dip.
Clean, clean, dip. Okay, wait. Someone's asking me to review their thumbnail. Let's do thumbnail review. It's...
By the sound of your mouth, doesn't sound like you like it. It's your moon. Oh yeah, Sam, I know that cursing is a sin. I was talking about listening to songs with curse words in them. Even if you're not singing along, I have to do research to find out whether that's sinful or not.
And every source I found seemed to have common agreement that cursing is indeed a sin. Alright, let's see.
Whenever I listen to songs with curse words in them, I... Even though I know the lyrics, I mumble instead of actually singing it. Just to make sure I don't end up saying anything bad. I've been watching this channel on YouTube called Nile Red, which is really amazing. It's like this chemistry channel. And I really don't like chemistry, but this channel is really good. And it's really interesting. And I've been watching a bunch of it. Oh man, I really wanna find the band now. Dream Machine? Was that it? Dream Machine. Let me see. then.
Alright,
That is it! Dream Machine. They do, stuff with their instruments tuned, to the old frequency. And they're pretty cool. And epic and amazing. And they don't have any social media, just a YouTube channel. And they don't have phones, which is also epic. And you should go listen to them. Dream Machine, pretty cool. They tune everything to 432 hertz. On their website, they say you won't find us on Facebook. We oppose it because we notice that it brings out the worst in people. They're pretty cool.
Beat Boys is good. I've never listened to them.
Yeah, me neither. Shooter likes them a bunch. But aren't they all gay or something? I don't know.
That's my response to a lot of things. Alright. It's your move! Time is running out. Have you heard pet sounds? No.
Pet sounds.
But the Beatles are best.
I heard my dog barking, so yes, yeah. Please don't hate me.
Yeah, Shooter is the guy who made Scott Pilgrim ruined the old generation.
Yes. Yes. The Beach Boys are brothers and not gay. Okay. I wanna listen to Dream Machine again because it has been so long.
Beach Boys are brothers and cousins, not gay, okay. So if you seem like you liked Mac DeMarco, did you before? No. I mean, I've heard his music, but it was never that appealing. I don't think.
I like some of his stuff, but not that into it.
I think the worst thing I've liked is a Harry Styles song.
Which one?
I don't know.
Is it Sign of the Times?
Huh? I know he released an album, like, not recently, but you know.
It's a solo Harry Styles album, right?
Yeah, there was some song from there. But I was like, huh,
is
I did kind
of
dig
of
this.
Time?
I don't know! I'll have to listen again. Yeah. And find which one I liked.
Please send me that. I want to know which Harry Styles song you like.
What are you, a Harry Styles fan?
No.
Then but, how do you know the name of his stuff?
Because my cousin listens to it, and I always listen to all the stuff she listens to when I go to her house.
Sounds normal.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a daughter that's that likes Harry Styles than a daughter that's like me.
Yeah, she is the one that made me listen to the new Billie Eilish album.
Billie Eilish is not that bad, I don't think.
I like Xanax by her. I like that song. No, it's not Xanax, it's Zenny. That's how it's called. The one where she's talking about like how she won't ever do drugs and everyone who does is retarded.
That's a pretty good song considering like the times we're living in.
Yeah. And she talks like she speaks against like drugs and also like against cigarettes and drink and all of that. So it's pretty cool.
I find that strange though, people being opposed to drinking and smoking but being okay with stuff like abortion. Cause drinking and smoking in moderation are fine.
Billie Eilish and
I don't know, but that's like a modern thing, like, oh man, smoking is the worst, but you know, you can kill your fetuses, that's alright.
I don't really think people are that opposed to smoking at all. A bunch of people smoke, including young people, like smoking and vaping and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people are really that against it at all. Like, at least the general person.
I never understood the backlash against smoking. Yes, it's addictive, but it doesn't transition you to other places like weed. Yeah.
I don't think, I don't know. I don't like the idea of cigarettes because they're kind of gross, like they have.
Yeah, they don't smell good. They don't, and you know, if you smoke like 20 packs a day for 20 years, you'll get cancer, but.
They have like rat poison in them and stuff, and they smell bad. I don't know. I don't really like that. I don't know. I think cigars are probably cool because they don't smell bad.
I think it's the same rule as alcohol. You just, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah. And I think vapes must be awesome because they smell really pretty and cool. And they're like yummy candy. That's awesome.
They do smell nice. They are really yummy.
Yeah, like,
they make your lungs feel horrible though.
Yeah, they have much more nicotine than cigarettes. But there are like less nicotine vapes, I think, but the smoke itself is probably bad for your lungs. And
oh yeah, well now they're having all these cases of people showing up and like having serious problems. I think it's something like vitamin E oil or something. That messes with their lungs.
Yeah, I think that
vapes save lives. I don't know. I think we're about to see the opposite. Vapes are very suspicious.
I don't know. I think that vapes, like they are bad in the sense that they have much more nicotine, and they deliver that nicotine to you much more rapidly. So it's very much easier to get addicted to it. And also,
you got 4 minutes to finish this chess game up, Christina. I'm just kidding. We have 24 hours per move, so we can continue this.
And I... No, vapes are... Yeah, vapes are probably, like, worse nicotine-wise, but if you are smoking, like, non-nicotine-based vapes, they're probably not that bad. Wait, isn't the point of vapes to not have nicotine? No, they're just supposed to be cool and, like, make smoky clouds and rings with your mouth and stuff like that, right?
There are some e-juice that has no nicotine in it, and just... Hello?
Yeah, I...
1600.
Okay. U.S.
Yeah. Doing business. Super busy. I think this move is fine.
I think that non-nicotine-based vapes are probably not that bad for you.
I think they're still bad for you.
Oh, they're bad for you, but not that bad. I think they are just like as bad for your lungs as like a cigar or something.
I have a suspicion that they're worse, to be honest. What work did your mom sell? I don't know, but apparently she made a lot of money on it. Epic style.
Why did Twitch head did your mom? Oh, I get it. Twitch blocked out the phrase did your mom. Awesome.
It did asterisk?
Yeah.
What work does it sell?
Yeah, they blocked out did your mom.
They're quite keen, aren't they?
Wow, they're amazing. I love Twitch so much. That's awesome.
It's your move. You probably already know.
See.
Cigars don't harm your lungs, you don't breathe them. Isn't that like a meme or something? That you just hold it in your mouth, you don't breathe it in? You just go...
No, that's worse. That's worse, because then the smoke travels down your lungs through your mouth. You're supposed to immediately release the smoke and not breathe it in, like... You're not supposed to do that, and you're not supposed to...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Just like, when you suck it in, don't let it go down your throat. Is that the meme?
I guess so. I didn't know that was a meme.
You half suck it. No, I'm not using meme in its usual denotation. That's Mega's answer. Epic.
Yeah, I don't know. I really want to do like one of those 22 and me tests where they like
tell you.
23. I did say that.
Oh, what? That's crazy.
Okay. I really want to do like a 23 and me test where they like the complete one where they tell you like how likely you are to getting addicted to stuff and stuff that.
They do a ton of stuff in that, like if you're gonna get AIDS or cancer. If AIDS is hereditary,
like if you're gonna get AIDS or like cancer, they tell you everything. When you're gonna die, the exact day, hour.
Okay, wait, where?
Second.
On what?
On the account. Like, I'm Michael Potter.
No, wait, where do I write it?
Oh, right there. Right.
Oh, okay. I'm streaming right now, so
okay,
I'll do it later.
Okay.
Like, vapes are probably bad for you, but like I know this, like there's this guy at my school that like does vape tricks, and I'm not gonna lie, it's like pretty impressive. Like, it looks really cool. Unironically, it looks cool.
I suppose I thought that at one point as well.
Like, I wouldn't do it because I don't want to die, but it looks cool. Just simple as.
Your thing is pretty defended. I don't know how I'm gonna get through.
Honestly, I'm like not thinking as much as I should right now. I'm kind of like done.
Well, we have to end the stream anyways, and so we can pick this game up tomorrow. And I have to.
This game kind of sucks though.
I don't think it's completely lost though. I'm not gonna do a draw. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
I think I lose like a lot of points if I draw because you're half my rating.
Okay.
Nah, whatever, let's draw.
Okay. I don't... vaping is not that much of a problem here. The guy wasn't doing it. He was doing it like after school, outside. But it was pretty impressive.
Alright, I offered a draw.
I accepted it.
Only one mistake, Epic. Unfortunate draw. You are winning. You think I don't know that? All right, sayonara, stinky.
Bye.
Ola yola, wola hayola. Yeah, 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 yola.